All right, y'all. So we back. I got my homie, my ace, Flacco Fly of the Extraordinary Gentleman. How you
what
doing?
What it do?
So what's been going on with you? What's up? What are we gonna talk about today?
I mean, we could talk about hip hop, I guess. Start that off again.
did you watch the? I was watching them verses with Jadakiss and Fab. Popped up a little bit though.
That was dope, but Jadakiss was super drunk for sure.
A 50 Cent and T.I. now.
Who?
50 Cent and T.I.
Hmm.
Yeah, because I think T.I. called out 50, but then 50 acting like he don't want to really do it, but I think he should do it.
50 has bigger hits, but I don't think he has as many as T.I.
I know. I think T.I. could pull it out.
Yeah. For sure, because his, I don't know.
Boy, 50 maybe. You can only go to, he can't play the whole Get Rich or Die Trying, so what else he going to play after that? Have Baby By Me, Baby, like Power,
but,
what are you going to play?
He's going to have the Game hits, G-Unit hits, but yeah. That he's probably gonna play that Jeremiah song. I'm trying to think of like the last big song he was on. I think that was it.
I think T.I. could play. He gonna get him. We play Live Your Life.
Yeah, ain't about the money. And then ain't about the money.
Rubber Band Man.
Yeah, T.I.'s been doing it longer. That's the only thing.
That's why I think he gonna get him with the goals.
That was tight.
What else he did? He did some songs. What you know about that? Yeah, he had a little fun, but we'll see.
I Never Scared with
Bone Crusher.
Bone Crusher. That was dope. That's like his first like coming out song. I think, like I said, 50 has bigger hits, but I think T.I. might have more. Maybe. Now that I think about it, might be really, really close. Yeah. You know what's funny though? I mean, I'm not taking any credit for anything, but I remember when that Versus battle first started. I commented, I think it was on Swiss Beast's page. I just like under there, I just said like, it should be. I thought they should do it on YouTube Live, just because I feel like the audio and the video, my visuals might be better. But like having them like do like the setup, how like Fab and LinkedIn. Yeah, exactly, because it just. Like, you know, the phone quality is only so good, especially like if I'm playing music in the background and then like you're expecting the audio to be picked up on there. It's kind of hard for it to do that, you know, or at least to be clear.
Yeah, I think I want to say Erykah Badu and Jill Scott was the first one to do that, or Beanie Man and them, one of them.
Or Teddy Riley was the first one to try. But remember the house.
I really like if you say like what's the best way for me to me. It would be if you can have it like that, but it's just the technology can't do it. But if the technology can do it, I think that's dope. Like, dude right here, y'all.
Yeah. You know what? You know where that first started? I don't think too many people remember. I think it was like 2008. It was Swiss versus Kanye, but they did it on stage.
Hmm.
And they were going, I think it was Kanye. I don't know if it was Hot 97 Summer Jam or if it was just Kanye's he was on tour or something, but they were on stage and they were going back and forth. It was pretty tight.
Are you going to vote for Kanye?
Man, hell no. You know what? I was reading too that they were saying that it's he's trying to do it to help Trump because if people vote for him,
take the votes away
from Biden. Yeah.
So who's like, going to vote for it then?
I'm not going to vote for anybody.
No, I said, he's like, you shouldn't even vote. I ain't vote for none of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, what's the point?
Write my name in that shit.
Seriously. Nah, it's no point.
Yeah, I think that's the main problem now. It's like, I don't know. It's like, shit. Like you said, you don't eat meat, right? So it's like, you don't eat meat, but the choices of the food is pork chops or hamburgers.
Yeah, so it's like, what are you going to choose?
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, that shit crazy, man. So I don't think I'm going to be voting either. I don't want to. I know they be saying, oh, you should vote. But I ain't voting just to vote. I ain't doing that either.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, voting, I think it's more important in, like, your local government than it is, like, for the president, because those things directly affect you. And I mean, obviously, like what happens in the White House affects you too. But just, I don't know. I have my theories about like voting for the president. I think we talked about it last time. They're gonna put whoever they want, so it don't really matter.
Are you gonna do the? Do you do the census? You believe in that?
No comment. Just in case.
Yeah, I be feeling like they. I be like, man, I don't know about that shit. I be feeling that shit. Like, yeah.
Nah.
What you think about NBA coming back?
Who? Oh, NBA. I think it's cool. I think it sucks though, because it's like no matter who wins, they're gonna put an asterisk on it, saying like, oh, it was a short. Is it a shortened season? But it was like a broken up season. I guess you can say that. But I mean, they're saying like this is probably harder because you had that layoff and now you're coming back. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's gonna take more, more to win, I think. And then what only sucks though too is like not everyone's gonna be playing. Like, I know Avery Bradley for the Lakers, he's not playing. And Dwight Howard said he was gonna sit out, but I think I seen last night that he said he's gonna come back and play.
Yeah, I know. So. I think Trevor Reason said he ain't gonna play.
Man, who cares about him? Nah, I'm just kidding. Trevor Reason, he's a good defender, but he's not what he was.
And then UFC, I see you got some fights coming up.
Yeah, this weekend. I think
Gamebred had a fight coming up though.
Yeah, he's actually fighting Usman. It was supposed to be Gilbert Burns versus Usman, but Gilbert Burns tested positive for COVID, so he's out. But this was supposed to be the fight that we were supposed to get from the beginning. But negotiations like had a falling out because Jorge wanted more money. So I think he got it now. But I want him to win. I like Jorge a lot.
But do you think he's gonna win? I thought
he
the one that shut down Covington. He broke his jaw.
Usman.
Yeah, he broke his jaw. Yeah.
Yeah. But they didn't wrestle. They didn't wrestle. They were just fighting. So, yeah, fuck Kobe.
But I like old boy too, because he the one that shut up the other dude.
Ben Askren?
Yeah.
I know that Usman's going to – he's not going to want to stand with him. If he does, he's stupid. He's gonna try to take him to the ground. And I know that that Jorge has takedown defense, but I don't know to what level. You know what I mean? I know that he was – because him and Kobe were, like, really good friends for a long time, and they were training at the same gym. Kobe just left recently. But I don't think it's impossible for Jorge to win. Like, his striking is far, far more superior. So, we'll see. I mean, I want him to win. He can win for sure, but I don't know if it's 100%. Like, if it's a short thing, you know? I think he can do it for sure. And then the co-main event is Max Holloway versus Volkanovski. Max is trying to get his belt back. So it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be the first time they're fighting at Fight Island in Abu Dhabi. So, but they're going to be fighting at like midnight and shit is like hot as fuck out there. Like really humid.
Who is you saying fighting this weekend?
That's who's fighting this weekend.
All them people fighting this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I don't know. And then Paige VanZant is fighting someone else. I forgot, but it's going to be a really good card. Like these, either of these matches on like the co-main event and then like to start the main card, like they could have been headliners themselves. So.
Hey, so I joined the UFC Simulation League. So
For real?
You just create your player. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got like different weight classes fighting every day, so you predict who gonna win. Then that's how you use your points to upgrade your player.
Oh, okay, that's
then all dope. You do is watch the fighters fight on Twitch, like the both of the creator players fight on Twitch simulated.
Is UFC 3 or what?
I think it's UFC 3. Yep.
Nice.
So I created my player, but I think I got his personality is like Vitor Belfort, but then his stand up is Stipe.
What weight class?
I'm light heavyweight.
Light heavyweight. It's not bad.
So we'll see how it go. It's called, I want to try them out. I think it's like Blood Sport Fighting League. Yeah, all the esports should be taking off.
Yeah. I mean, because it's like the future. You know what I mean? For people who can't really play sports, they could just live vicariously through that.
Yeah, I'm saying you're gonna get you ready for that 5 to come out.
Which one?
PlayStation 5.
Oh, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think it's gonna be really dope, from what I see. But you know, like they always like make it look really tight, and then when you buy it, it's like not the same as far as graphics that what you're seeing. But they're saying that like the gameplay that they were showing was gonna be the actual gameplay, but who knows?
But like I said, I think the main thing is does the Xbox let you have that capability? Backwards. Yeah, like you can play the games. Like, say, if you got Xbox One, you can play it on 360. Can you do that for Xbox, or you don't know?
I think so. I'm not too sure. I haven't had an Xbox.
I still think that's what PlayStation messing up, though, because if they make a 5, you should be able to play 1 through 5 on that game.
I heard that you'll be able to do that. I don't know how true. I haven't
you
really
play Sega game, PlayStation, just PlayStation if you got it. You should go on there. It's for real. It's like you pay too much money for these systems not for them to work like that.
I just want them to bring a boxing game back. Which reminds me, I think supposedly they're supposed to debut UFC 4 at UFC 251 this weekend. So they're going to debut that the game is going to be coming out, because I think it's been 3-4 years since UFC 3 released. And so now they're coming out with a new one. But I want them to do a boxing game, but there's not that much money in it.
How you feel about that boxing game I beat you in the other day?
Man, please. This is what happened. I haven't played, what was it? It's Fight Night, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's called. Okay. I haven't played Fight Night in probably like 10 to 15 years, maybe even longer than that. So then he brought it. He beat me the first 2 times, but I had to figure it out. Like, I just had to, you know, figure out the controls and the timing and stuff. Then I beat him 2 times in a row, and I was beating him on the last one, which was the tiebreaker, but then I got caught slipping, so which is my fault. But if you look at the scorecard, I was winning all the rounds. So
for that game to be so old, it's good gameplay.
No, for sure, definitely. But I just feel like they probably was thinking, like, this is going to be the last one forever, so we might as well just balls to the wall with it.
But I think, that game's so old, so it's like, why, they haven't made a boxing game since. Like I said, the only one they made is, like, for the Oculus and then the Creed, but I didn't really like the Creed.
It's because it's the storyline, so it's just weird. Like, they should have just did regular boxing.
But I think the one I got for the Oculus, the Thrill of the Fight, aside from that Fight Night, I think this is pretty good. Like, it's pretty good. So, but I want to see, like I said, you got a lot of new fighters now, because you could have, like, Ryan Garcia,
Canelo, Haney, Wilder, everyone.
Broner, put Broner on there. And then you had the old ref fighters on there, too. Like, they should make a good game.
I think
they can still make it, though.
I don't see why they didn't capitalize on it, like, since there was such a big gap between UFC 3 and then UFC 4, and then all these, like, rising, like, the heavyweight, like, the heavyweight was, like, who they had? They had Joshua
Ruiz,
before he lost.
Wilder.
Fury, Wilder. Yeah, like, they had Ortiz. All these people, like, the heavyweight division was, like, really good before they all lost.
Damn. You heard about Miller fucking popped again? It's real Miller?
Nah.
Man, what steroids? Man, he stayed popping. I don't know. They said it, like, it's like his 5th time popping, though. Because he had a fight coming up, and he popped again.
So, at what point does he get banned? Like, does that
happen? Yeah, because they say even the time. So, he could have, instead of Ruiz fighting Joshua, it was supposed to be him, but he popped. But when he popped in, he popped for 3 different things then.
Damn, I remember that. He was talking all that shit. He was probably scared.
So then that was 19. So, then he had a fight coming up. He just popped again. So he's like, man, just quit fighting, man. Like, you know, if you gotta take that stuff for your body, you know, you gotta just quit fighting because you keep throwing tests. I don't know why he think he's gonna pass. Like, you know, you're taking it, but he's still saying he ain't taking it. Then I guess the WBC was like, they gonna suspend him because they might just ban him indefinitely, because they said they gave him 2 opportunities to do like a little clean program and he declined both.
Yeah. Same shit.
What's going on, man? But I watched him in UFC. I mean, MMA, I didn't know he was that good. Like, he's really good in, like, kickboxing and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know he came from that. So, I mean, if he was clean, he probably would be a problem, but he ain't clean.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, in a lot of those, like, kickboxing, stuff like that, they don't test for that. Even, like, some of the MMA, like, leagues don't test for that. I think UFC is, like, even UFC, I heard like some stuff, but I know it's a lot better than what it was because they have USADA and they're really trying to crack down on that stuff. So I don't know. To me, it's just like, it's cheating. Like, what's the point? Like, I know like some people started taking steroids because they knew other people were doing it and they couldn't beat them. So then that's when they started taking it. But it's just like, if you aren't naturally doing that stuff, then what's the point, you know?
And then didn't John Jones retire too?
Yeah, it's all about money. But it makes
trouble again too?
Huh?
He got in trouble again, right? I thought he got in trouble recently.
Yeah, I think a DUI. Yeah. It sucks though. I mean, he's a really good fighter, but yeah, they're saying that a lot of people, I mean, same thing with Jorge, they want more money because they look at boxing compared to them, you know what I mean? And it's like,
then you know, you'll see making all that damn money, shit.
Yeah, but that's how it's designed. Like, it's a company, you know what I mean? So they should be a bigger split, but they don't have like a union, none of that stuff. So
I mean, I know wrestling's not real, but just like in wrestling, the bigger stars get a bigger cut.
I mean, he does. He gets a bigger cut because he's a bigger draw for sure. But it's just not like, you know, like Andy Ruiz. I think he got like 25 or 33 million, like somewhere in between that. I think for the first fight. So and then like the most, I think like let's see, Jorge and Nate Diaz. I think they got like 540,000 a piece. For their like when they fought,
yeah, same time too. Shit, you gotta think about okay, boxing that shit designed for 12 rounds, they shit only 3 rounds or 5 rounds. Yeah, so I think
5 rounds,
they gotta, true.
But it's like if you look at the damage that you're taking compared from in MMA to boxing, I mean, you can look at the brain damage, but I mean, like your legs aren't getting kicked, you're not getting taken out, you're not getting choked out in boxing. So, I 100% think that the damage that your body takes over time is more in MMA than it is in boxing. But that's not to take away from boxing, you know what I mean? Because it's definitely like a dangerous sport and you're putting your body through like a bunch of stuff. But I think MMA it's not the same.
But you know, I still have it like, okay, you know, boxing, you had like Ali, how he was. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any MMA fighters end up like that yet.
It hasn't been around that long.
I see Silva, like he looked crazy, like just his face, Wanderlei Silva. He looked. Oh, you saw he wanted to fight Tyson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like cussing him out and shit. I don't think Tyson wouldn't fight him though. I wouldn't fight him.
They're not even. Look, Mike Tyson is Mike Tyson, right? He looks incredible now. Pause. But he's in shape. He's been trained with Vitor Belfort. But
he's like,
yeah, that's who he's trained with. But that's why they were saying, like, that's why he's so big, because, you know, Vitor Belfort is, like, linked to the TRT and steroids and stuff. But who knows? But he's 53. Vanderlei's, like, in his 40s. Like, it's – you know what I mean? Like, if Mike Tyson's going to fight somebody – not saying that he can't beat a younger guy, but if he's going to fight somebody, he's – I think it has to be closer in age. It has to. It can't be.
I've been trying to do a Holyfield fight for him again.
What's the point? I don't know. It's just weird. I think
for me, sometimes, like, I remember when it was like Chuck and Tito fighting again. That should just be nostalgia.
Yeah, for sure. But it's just like they're fucking old as fuck. Like,
I know. Then you realize like these motherfuckers old. They can't move. Shit looking crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, can you? Do you really, like, I mean, I know they put in the work and stuff like that, but do you really give props to Tito for being Chuck, like, at this age? You know what I mean? Like, he got smoked twice when they were in their prime. So, you know what I mean? Do you really give him a nod? Like, all right, like, yeah, you beat Chuck, even though that's technically what happened. It's not the same. What you think about Nicki Minaj?
What happened?
She let me down, man. She did that song with Old Boy.
Oh, it went number one. I think they saying like that was her second number one song.
But did you see? You see what happened?
What?
Why they went number? Because they bought all those. They bought all those streams. So.
Oh, so same thing he was complaining about. That's what he started doing.
Yeah. So basically what happened was they had all that merch on, and the merch sold out, but every, I think it was the equivalent of, like, at least on YouTube, like, it was like 15 million views. Like, that's what it equated to, or, and the stream. So, like, you bought the merch, and then it was like a bundle pack. So does it really count as a number one? Like, it's, but I think it's funny though.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Like, so, you don't remember who was it? I don't know if when Travis went number one. So basically the same shit that Nicki Minaj was talking shit about Travis Scott about when he went number one and beat her, she did the same thing. Cause, Kylie, I remember she was like selling stuff on her website, and then like you got like a bundle package which included like the album, like a digital album, if you bought something from her website, that's like a release or some shit, and then that counted as like a sale towards the album. So his shit went number one, and so Nicki Minaj was talking all this shit saying like it's not fair that they're selling bundles of stuff and then that counts towards sales, and that's just, I'm the real number one. So they did the same thing, like you bought merch, and then it counted. There was like a song, the song was connected to the merch, so then it counted as a stream.
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with that though. Shit, that's just business. That's what they need to be doing.
But okay, it's business, but you didn't go number one. Like, there wasn't all these people trying to buy it. It was just a technicality.
Merch, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, like, it, from a business perspective, 100%. Like, it's smart. But, like, you didn't really get a number one. It wasn't like your song was so fucking hot that everybody was like, oh, shit, let's play, like, over and over. You just, it was a technicality, so. But I just think it's funny that, for one, like, the hypocrisy and that, like, she was talking shit about Travis, and then she did the same shit.
He was talking shit.
And then, huh?
He was talking shit.
Yeah, I know. He's stupid, man. He's dumb. But, she was like, what's funny to me though, like she always claimed to be street and all this stuff like that. And the, like, if you go back and listen to her lyrics, and I think I remember her like talking shit about Lil' Kim. Remember there was, she was saying like, oh, like she ratted on Lil' C's and Junior Mafia and stuff like that. But like, you're doing a song with somebody who fucking outed all his people just so that way he didn't have to spend the rest of his life in prison. You know what I mean? And so like, but now it, just because you feel like it's going to be good for your careers musically, you do a song with them. Like, come on, man. And then, like, Akon, too. Like, they were doing Locked Up Part 2. Like, I don't know if it's ever going to come out, but, like, that like, really, I don't know, left a bad taste in my mouth. I'm not, like, a huge Akon supporter. Like, I'm not, like, a big fan of him, but it's just stupid. Because, and then old boy talking about, like, he can't stop me. I broke the record for YouTube. But my theory is this. Music, gangster rap or hip hop, you know, in the 90s, it was taboo, right? They trying to ban it. That's why the parental advisory sticker came, because of NWA, and it was like banned on radio. You couldn't listen to it. I think it was banned on MTV too. So, you know, it was kind of like the black sheep, and now it's moved away from that, and it's pop, so to speak. So music, hip hop and, you know, street music and trap music has transcended. So now it's in, you know, not urban, but suburban areas. And so you have, you know, privileged, you know, kids who grew up with money now listening to hip hop or trap music or, you know. So when he's saying like, oh, like, I can't be stopped, I can't be blackballed and all this shit like that. Yeah, because now it's, you know, when it comes to no snitching and stuff like that, like that's, you know, from the hood, that's where that mentality comes from. Like a street code. Those kids, those privileged kids don't have a street code. So to them, that doesn't mean anything. So it's like, you know, yeah, you're making money, but you sold your soul. That's how I look at it. So like, is that really a good trade-off? You're happy about, you sold these people out who were protecting you. You were ordering hits and, you know, having all this shit happen who were your muscle. But then now, like, you know, you justify selling them out because you're fucking making money and your people are listening to your songs or you're getting views on YouTube. Like, where's your integrity? You know what I mean? That's not, I hate when people try to do that nowadays. When everyone like gets outed or some shit happens to them, the first thing they do is like, I'm making money though. But like, who fucking cares? Like, that's all that it matters. Like, you can do what the fuck you want as long as you're making money. Like, come on. Yeah,
prostitutes make money.
I mean, yeah, exactly. 100%. Yeah. Exactly. So it's just like, come on, man. So that's my theory on that, because you have people who aren't from that life endorsing this guy. And so that's why they think like, oh, like, that's why he thinks he's like, he's saying this shit. But to me, I know what's happening. You know what I mean? Because there's like a MMA fighter in the UFC, like, he dyed his hair like him. Because everyone's asking, like, oh, why'd you dye your hair that color? And he's like, oh, like, I did it because 6ix9ine. Because to him, he doesn't care about snitching and street code and all that shit. That's irrelevant to him. It's just, it's cool. So that's why he's copying it. So then you see other people doing it. You know what I mean? So all that number one and breaking all the fucking views, which I know he bought those YouTube views. Like,
I was saying,
like, it's not, you don't have integrity, so you sold your soul.
No way, no, like, even on his, I did buy them Facebook Live views too, because, like, ain't no motherfucking million people watching you on no YouTube or no Facebook Live. Come on, man. I don't care what they say, ain't no million people watching him on no Facebook Live. It's not, I mean, a million people stopping to see day to stop watching. I don't care what they say.
For hours and shit. Yeah, like, get the fuck out of here. Nah, I mean, J. Cole said it, right? Like, people buying streams, using those machines, like, it's just bots. Like, that's all that it is. They're investing all that money into making it look like something that it's not.
All right, man.
So,
we had to roll out today.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate you. Hey, so my YouTube is back and up and running. I've been uploading. I'm going to do another video this week. So check me out at FlaccoFly85 on YouTube. Give your boy a sub. Like my shit. Share my shit. Please help me out.
Yeah, you had the shoes on there before?
Yeah, I review shoes, but I do, you know, pickups, reviews, and, you know, just, I might start vlogging, daily vlog, but just depends, because I know it takes a lot of work. But yeah, we'll see.